Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is your chapter? What are your chapter? Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody say,
no way,
no way, no way I can
Hallelujah. International, where the broken are made whole by God. And yes, Jesus is in the house today. Hallelujah to God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And before we go any further, hallelujah, I know y'all pumped up already, but before we go any further, we want to ask Pastor Peaches if she would give the housekeeping suggestions. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches? Can you do that for us?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Get your Bibles, which is your textbook. This is Wednesday night class, y'all. We in school. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Act like you know. Get your textbooks, come prepared. Your notebooks, your pencils, your paper, your ink pens. Hallelujah. Composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Your highlighter, whatever you want to use. Hallelujah. To mark down your scriptures, to write your scriptures. And bring your communion elements. Hallelujah. Bring your communion elements, your juice, your water, your cracker, your bread, your toast. So you'll be able to take communion and put those stand in proxy for whoever you want to stand in proxy for and have different people's names or faces in your mind, everybody on your heart, that has told you to pray for them or lift them up in prayer, or people you want to stay in proxy for that you know that has COVID, that's laid up with some type of variant or flu or whatever, and would like to announce that this coming Friday, the second Friday of the month, is Men's and Women's Fellowship. Went from 7 to 8:30, Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Thank you so much. And again, I want to share this with you that this service today is sponsored by the fine folks at Legal Shield. Hallelujah. And if you want to hear more information about how to get a top quality attorney for a low monthly fee instead of a high hourly cost, you go to this website, WBYRD.WeAreLegalShield.com. Again, all lowercases, no spaces. WBYRD.WeAreLegalShield.com. It will give you information, answer questions, and you can even sign up as you choose to do so. Again, that's WBYRD.WeAreLegalShield.com. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I want y'all, everyone out there, to get ready to put people's names into the atmosphere, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
We have had so many testimonies about people being blessed because of the service, because of placing people's names up into the atmosphere. People are being released from the hospitals, operations that they were supposed to have. The doctor said, you don't need it no more, because apparently the situation has corrected itself. No, we know what that was. It's called our healing. Hallelujah. It's called miracles of God. Hallelujah. But we thank God from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North and to the South, people are being healed and delivered all over the world. And we thank God for this opportunity to come into your homes, on your jobs, or your cars, or wherever you are right now. We thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. And right now, hallelujah, again, in your mind, begin to think about the people you want to place up in the atmosphere. Think about the people, glory Shakara, who need a miracle in their lives. You know those folks. It may be your next-door neighbor. It may be somebody across the city or across the country or across the world. But you know somebody standing in the need. Hallelujah. Well, bless thee, God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. The presence of the Lord is here right now to deliver, to heal, to set the captives free. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Antonio, another Antonio.
Harry Burt.
Hallelujah.
Dante Burton.
Gideon, Anna, and Asa,
Butler,
and Gideon, Little Gideon, Stephanie, Little Stephanie,
Rossi Bird.
Monique,
Virginia,
Julius,
Bird,
hallelujah, glory to
Connie,
Joshua, and little
Mary Campbell,
and Pastor
Mitchell,
Charlene, hallelujah,
Renola, Donald,
Calvary and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Elvis, Stevenson, hallelujah, Dominique, and
30,
Justin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joan and Bill, Pastor
Barry Cleveland.
Pastor Theodore Lee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Don Lee. Hallelujah.
Cole. Marcella Cole.
Brother Rakim. Hallelujah. Ironi Rakim. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Miss Cookie.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Christ. Elijah.
Prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Minister David.
Hallelujah. Sister
Yvette,
hallelujah.
Vaughn,
hallelujah.
Sister Gloria. Desiree.
Sheila from Jefferson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr.
Winda
Mack,
Luella
Drumgold. Fine. Another Kayvon. George Smith, another Kayvon. Maurice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Trayvon, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda. Hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Sandra Horn, Elder Tommy Horn, Brother Larry Horn,
Pastor Evan, Yvonne,
Pastor Lewis, hallelujah, Pastor Francis, hallelujah, Sister
Lucy, myself,
Johnson, Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique,
Tracy Garland,
Sterling and Reggie.
Leslie, Isabel, Jason Gonzalez,
and Donya, and Tiffany, and Bianca, hallelujah, and Miracle, another Miracle, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord, Sarah Carter,
Reverend Harmon,
Lord, hallelujah, glory to God,
Angie and Lisa, Mother Harris, Eddie Harris, Ronald Harris,
Ruby Smith, Mandy,
Mr. Herrera,
Darlene, and Josh
Hill, Mr. Holloman.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Israel Nunes,
Heather McCoy,
James Sands, Deacon James,
Senior Junior, Ryan McCoy, Junior, Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson,
Reverend Johnson, Bertie Johnson, Corey, Jolene, Bell, Lorena, Rachel, Pat Spencer, Dexter Jones,
Paula, and Bob, hallelujah. Manuel and his family, hallelujah,
glory to God.
Roy McCullough. Oh, yeah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. David Brown,
hallelujah, glory to
God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mr. Al Lowry. Hallelujah, glory to God. My husband, hallelujah, glory to God.
Bless
the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Malachi Raymond.
Pastor McGill.
Campbell. Glenda. Braxton, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Pastor Mike and Peggy.
Gary Don Wilson, hallelujah. Harry Warstar, Maisha Warstar, Margaret Brown, Batman, Margaret Pearson, hallelujah. Lord
El Morales,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord,
bless the name of God. Glorify your name. Let me ask you another devotion. God of us, let's get a look on fire. Yes, Lord. Glory about your name. Let's get a look on fire. Thank you,
Harry. Anthony Pounds.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gloria Pratt.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop Harmon. Hallelujah. Paul Harmon. Hallelujah. Agnes Harmon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Paul Peter. Bishop Brock.
Sue. Mr. Richard.
Hallelujah.
Jason.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. God of us. Thank you.
Linda Smith.
Sherry Woodley. Sherry Woodley.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Earl Sutton.
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nate Thompson and Nate Thompson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do it.
We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, we
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the day that we have a special feature. I think they call it the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Good. Is that what they call it, Pastor Peaches?
I believe so.
Well, before we go any further, we're going to play a song. And after that song, we'll have, hallelujah, Pastor Peaches and the Children's Corner. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Learned how to read, at home versus in school. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. The second verse says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When God bless you with the things that you desire, he wants you to give his name the praise. He wants you to praise him, to thank him, to let people know, oh, it was God that blessed me with this. It was God that blessed me with that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not Christmas time, and I know you always, there's something that we always may need, but, and I know we don't make out a list all during the year like and present it to our parents like it's Christmas time or like they're Santa Claus, but there's something that we always need.
Uh-huh.
We always need, and I've been in need lately myself. Hallelujah. I'm desiring to open up a daycare center. And don't you know, the Lord has been sending and blessing me with the things that I need. Hallelujah. Just like y'all present your fathers, your parents with things, don't you know, my Father is my Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I can go to him. I can climb up on his lap just like you go to your parents. And you say, Mommy or Daddy, I need such and such. And you know what? I go to my Heavenly Father. And I can say, Daddy, I need such and such. I need the cots for my children in the daycare center to lay down on and to sleep. And you know what? And he dropped in my spirit, oh, call so-and-so. They're probably getting new furniture because it just made me a possibility. They're doing that. And I called him, and don't you know? And he blessed me with the cots that I needed.
Praise God.
He is a Heavenly Father. He loves me even more so than an earthly father would. God is so, and you know what? The word of God in Psalms 37 and 4, let me read it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may say, oh, well, I've been goofing off lately, and I just don't want to be in school, and all of this is happening, and that's happening, or whatever. I just don't feel like it. But you know what? Psalm 37 and 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Hallelujah.
And the next verse says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We all may have our little goof-off time, whatever. But you know what? I say to yourself, okay, God, I'm sorry. I'm back to myself again. Forgive me. That's if you said, you know, if you've done anything that's wrong. Say, Lord, forgive me. And God, understand, God is so down to earth right where we live. And he loves you. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. And he is right there ready to give you the desires of your heart. And then Psalms 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the second part of Psalms 37 and 9 says, for there is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship God.
Hallelujah.
Give God some of your time in the evening. Give God some of your time in the morning. Remember, I shared with you, whatever time you usually get up to get ready to run out the doors, sometimes set your alarm at least like 15 minutes earlier. If it's your mom that comes in your room, say, Mom, I want to be able to pray in the morning. I just want to be able to spend like 15 minutes of my time with the Lord. Can you wake me up 15 minutes earlier? it'll probably, and after you finish picking it up off the floor, she'll say, okay, because it'll probably shock her to death almost. Wow, my child want to spend some time with the Lord? And, you know, and when you honor God, God will honor you. There is no age limit to that. You can start that as early as you want to. Honor God in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Before the sun even comes up.
Hallelujah.
Before you even step out the bed. Hallelujah. Start putting your armor on as soon as you open your eyes. Lord, I shod my feet with the preparation and gospel peace. I gird about my loins with truth. I put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. Lord God, in the word of God, I clothe myself in you today in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Lead and guide me, Father. Bless me while I'm in school. Bless me, Lord God, while I'm on my device learning, Lord God. Allow me to stay focused while I'm learning from the teachers. Protect us while I'm in the classroom, while I'm walking the halls, while I'm walking the stairs, Father, while I'm in the lunchroom, while I'm riding the bus, while I'm on the bus stop. Lord, protect me in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, God will hear your prayers. God will do just what you ask him to do. God will be that friend and that brother that stick up closer. He'll be that brother that stick up closer than any brother. Hallelujah. Then your very breath. When you go to ask him, oh, God, I studied for the test, but, Lord God, I'm so nervous I done forgot what the answer is. And don't you know, God will bring the answers back to your mind. The word of God says that the Holy Ghost will bring things back to your remembrance.
Hallelujah.
He will. He was that friend of mine all the way through school and also in college.
Hallelujah.
When you want him to be your friend, he will be that friend, but you won't spend some time with your friend. When you have a friend, don't you spend time with him?
We thank you, Lord.
You spend time with a friend. So therefore, spend some time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will be right there. He is that friend that sticks closer than any brother. And he loves you, and he is always ready and willing and able to show you just how much he loves you and how much he's there for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you'll be able to be a witness for him with your other friend, with your friends, with your family. When somebody in the family is not feeling well, you'll be able to lay hands on them and rebuke the sickness or the death from their bodies. When your friends in school not feeling well, you'll be able to pray for them. And you'll be the one they come to and say, can you be praying for my family? Or my father's in the hospital. My mother's not feeling well. Or my little brother is sick. Can you pray? And watch them come back to you.
Hallelujah.
With a positive report and say, oh, my gosh, thanks for praying. I know you must have prayed. And I know God heard. And then, don't you know, those same people you'll be able to take to church after a while? Well, they'll want to know, what is it you have inside of you? I don't have inside of me.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be able to be a witness to your friends. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank God for the children's corner. And, you know, as you were sharing, something came to me and just pressed upon my spirit that as the children give time to the Lord always gives back, multiply.
Yes.
Mm. He multiply. You give to him, he's going to multiply what you gave to him.
Yes.
Give it back to you.
Yes, yes, he will.
Give time to him, he's going to give time to you. He's going to multiply it.
Amen.
Peace. He's going to give you grace. He's going to give
you grace. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for the Children's Corner on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want the children, and I want the children of 5 to 50, 7 to 70, to remember this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The heart of God is the Father. Hallelujah. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God is us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I'm there.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We lift your name on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the name
worthy
of the Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Out, Pastor Peter. I know you're the answer. You're the answer woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What's the question, Pastor?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Communion time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got it again. There should be some bells ringing and some whatever, because you got it right again.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, it's communion time. This is the time for the meal that heals.
Yes, yes, yes.
The time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless, anoint, sanctify the elements of Holy Communion today in Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. The word of the Lord says to examine yourself. In this text, the word says to examine yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
To look at yourself, not your neighbor, not your brother, not your sister, not your son or daughter, but look at yourself. Mm. And if you, now is the time to ask God for forgiveness. If you haven't done that, now is the time. Hallelujah. We love. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your covenant names.
Thank you, God.
And as we say it aloud, we say your covenant names aloud. You become that to us, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
So God, Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Sitkenu. You are righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. We forgive ourselves. No resentment, no guilt. We thank you, hallelujah, the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah.
Yes.
And Father God, again, in the text for today, which is 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 11, verses 23 to 30, it says to examine yourselves. And again, we do that, and we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Peter 2:24 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
1:7, Colossians 1:14, 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. So we fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
man. Now, in the text today, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shabbat Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves,
yes.
Life to ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life and you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, the boy. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, glory to God, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, again. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Your word says in 2 Luke 4:18, and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing, hallelujah, every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Glory to God. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. St. John chapter 1, verse 12, 13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance I'm leaving to you. This is my new promises and my gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink it together. Thank you, Jesus. What else? We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, yes, I cut it out. When I see the blood, I will pass over you and you and you and you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood.
over you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We are carrying all the mucha. Raise your money, they work, carabari, yarabucha, corebata. Yarabasakara. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to
his name.
In glory
to his name, precious name.
Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless your name, O God.
Mm.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. We stand in the gap for them. We stand as if we are them, Lord. Hallelujah. Even those that don't have sense enough to call on your name, we are calling on your name for them, O God. We are standing in place of them, O God. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry that helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized?
Yes, 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 Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I asked you a whole bunch of questions that time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word.
All right. We thought you caught you on that one. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for the team. We thank God for the membership. We thank God for those who are seeking to be members of the Potter's House Christian Prayer in worship center, because we are giving church. We are Bible-living church, not just a Bible-believing church, because the devil believes in the Bible. That's why he's shaking in his boots. But we are Bible-living church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So where there's a need, we sow a seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility lightly, nor this opportunity lightly.
Thank you.
But we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Lord, we thank you that, hallelujah, your words shall come forth with excellence, accuracy, and boldness tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that every good seed sown tonight shall bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Because it truly belongs to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I want to take this time to thank so many of you who have followed our request to call at least one person a day, tell them that God loves them and that you love them too. Thank you so much. We really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you, those who you call appreciate it too, because some of those people that you call thought that no one loved them, that no one cared. But you called them. You hadn't talked to them in a long while, some of them, and you called them and told them that God loves them and that you love them too. And that is so great. And I thank God. And as one of our members always says, when I tell them that God loves them, I love them too, and she will say, I love you more. Sister Andy, God bless you, Sister Andy. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
I need you to read the scriptures on
Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 1:1-6. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. Isaiah 43:26, Romans 10:17, Galatians 5:15-25, Galatians 5:22-23, James 1:22-25, Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23-11, verses 23-24, 1 Peter 2:9. And 2 Timothy 3:16.
Hallelujah. I kind of got slightly frightened that we would go into the 20s with the number of scriptures. Praise God. But the word, we stand on the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God has anointing with it.
Amen.
So you follow, you read the word of God, there's anointing, there's power, there's blessings in reading the word of God. And we do request, or we really recommend that you read the word of God. If you're in a place to read it aloud, read it aloud.
Amen, amen.
Read it aloud. Because the word of God was written to be read aloud.
Praise God. Read it loud in the home. It'll change the atmosphere.
Wherever you can.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless God. Now, on Sunday, we started a series. And we didn't mention that it would be a series, but yes, it is a series. It was entitled Ignite Your Faith. Ignite Your Faith. And we talked about faith. We actually talked about charcoal brisket.
Amen.
Edwin, what was his name? No, Ellsworth Swartz. Can't pronounce his last name. Z-W-O-Y-E-R. Charcoal brisket for barbecue. You know, do the barbecues, you know. And then Kingsford Company stole his thunder. And shortly thereafter, of course, he did that in 1897. And, of course, Kingsford is still around today.
Amen.
I noticed that it's a king. Hallelujah. The king's ward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's interesting right there. But anyway, we shared that when you got the briskets on the grill, hallelujah, glory to God, and you put the food on the grill, if the charcoals aren't lit, you ain't going to eat. Is that right?
Amen.
Unless you can eat some raw meat. Because your charcoal needs to be lit. Well, look, do me a favor, Pastor Peaches. Go to Romans. This is off script. Go to Romans 12, I think it's 3. See, check that out real quick for me while I'm still talking. On this grill, is it enough?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in 1952, a gentleman by the name of George Stevens, no, I'm not talking about George Kingston Stevens, this is another George Stevens. He was a welder, invented the grill, the round grill that you with the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You put holes in top so the fire wouldn't be smothered, that it would still. And most grills are that you see now throughout the world are based on George Stevens' grill. Well, it is important for you to understand. I don't care how many in there. I don't care how many, because sometimes we put little pieces of paper around so we can, you know, so when it gets ignited, it can help build up the fire and the heat. How many pieces of paper or whatever, or even a lighter fluid you put on those grills, it still needs to be lit. Now, did you find that scripture?
Yes, Romans 3.
Yes. Romans 12:3.
What verse?
Romans chapter 12.
Yes.
Verse 3.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
See, that's what I wanted. I got the right scripture. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God has given all of us some charcoal, some brisket, charcoal brisket. Everyone. Didn't leave nobody out. But see, we can't get fed. We can't get blessed until it's lit. Is that right?
Amen.
What you put on that grill ain't going to get cooked unless the charcoal is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Four ways. And we are doing an analogy of the charcoal brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And faith. Four ways you can ignite your faith. And we talked about it on Sunday.
Amen.
Number one, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Intervention of the Holy Spirit. You speak, hallelujah. You're using your prayer language and the crying, Holy Spirit speaking in your heart. What? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's number one. Number two is the Word of God. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we talked about, hallelujah, how the Holy Spirit came and was like fire. Hallelujah. And we talked about Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. And they talk about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, in the old days, before we had matches, what did they have? They had flints, and they would strike two pieces of metal together, and there would be a spark, and they would light up the campfire or whatever they're trying to light. Okay. So, hallelujah. It's the Word of God will ignite because you just repeat what God said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will light your fire. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah. Then reliving or recounting or recapitulating or remembering the victories of the past. That's number three. And number four, listening to, receiving the testimonies of others. The testimony, not the moans and groans of others, but the testimonies of others. Four ways. Okay, hallelujah. That first scripture we have now.
Hallelujah. First scripture, Hebrews 1:6.
Okay.
One and six.
You have to read it. I'm going to the first scripture, Hebrews, what's that? One and six. No, go ahead and read that.
Okay, Hebrews 1:1-6. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake.
You know what? It was supposed to be 11. It's 11, 1:1-6.
Praise the Lord.
That was a typo. But anyway, you don't have to read that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I have it.
But look here. That was read that anyway that you got. Read that. Let's see what that's saying.
Okay, I'll turn back to this.
I'm sorry.
Okay. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers of the prophets. Verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's all right. Glory to God. I like that. I want to give the glory to God. Thank you.
You want me to read 11?
11 and 1. No, I could do that. You just go to the next scripture past that. 11 and 1, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then 6 is, hallelujah, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, focusedly, I don't know if that's a word, seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
You got to focus in on lighting that charcoal. That's your faith. Go to the next scripture.
Romans 1:17.
Okay, what does that?
Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
You, baby, if you ask God to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, you are born again, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, child of God, you live by faith.
Amen.
You got to. And see, here's the thing about faith. Faith will move you from the chronos time, that's chronological time, into a special dispensation. Time and space is, you're not limited to time and space. You see, upon faith, is the foundation for miracles and healings and deliver and breakthroughs. And it is not determined by time or space. It's determined by what you do with those charcoal briskets you were given.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read some more.
Galatians 3:11.
It is important for you to understand you got to prepare yourself to light those briskets. You got to prepare yourself. It just don't automatically come. You just, give me, my name is Jimmy. Food on the grill, be done in Jesus' name. It don't work that way, baby. You say, but the Bible says that ask anything and he'll give it to us. You need to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Lord have mercy, I messed up again. Can you run through that real quick?
Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
The promises of God are yea and amen in him, through him, in Jesus Christ. To what? To the glory of God the Father. So when you stop your trying to light your faith and you say, well, God, you said that the promises are yea and amen, you better make sure what you're saying is the complete word. That number one, what you're asking got to be in him.
Amen.
To the glory of God the Father. I need a new job, Lord, so I can make some more money so I can go buy a Rolls Royce. That's not necessarily what's going to happen because it has to be in him, in Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. And so you can't light your faith with some water. You can't light those biscuits dumping a quart of water on the biscuits, can you? You can't light those charcoal briskets pouring a quart of milk over.
You
got to with exactly what will light your fire. What will light your brisket. What will energize that thing to bring results that you're looking for in your life. Some of you got a need, but you haven't sowed the seed. Some of you y'all skip over Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. In fact, go there right now. Well, we're going. See, we're dealing with faith now. We're trying to get our faith together here. Go ahead. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8.
Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
Stop. Some of you folk want to be blessed. You want you blessed and your family blessed. You want your job blessed. You want glory to God. You want, and you are robbing God. And you think about it. You in the house with daddy, and daddy sees you stealing his money because he got these cameras around, and he saw you going through his wallet and taking out money. And then you go to say, daddy, can you give me $5? Daddy going to say, I don't know what daddy going to say. I'm going to leave that alone. But I keep on reading. Go ahead.
Ye are cursed with a curse.
Stop. And then you have the audacity to complain. You call up whoever you want to call up because you think that you can get a prayer through. And you say, look here, I asked God for this, I asked God for that, and blah, 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 blah. And when's the last time you've been in a service? When is the last time you sold a seed? When is the last time you paid tithes? I need money. Have you paid tithes? Keep on reading that.
Wow.
Read.
I mean,
you
have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the...
Wait. See, y'all need to understand the whole nation is talking about your family. You don't put a curse on your whole family. And then you call everybody and his mother to pray for this one and that one in your family. Go ahead, read some more.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts.
Stop right there. Bring it into the storehouse. Where the storehouse? That's the church. See, look here. I want to tell y'all something. See, y'all got to understand this real carefully. Look, God didn't intend for the country to take care of people in need.
Amen.
It was the church. That's why they called it the storehouse. But if you don't bring nothing into the storehouse and you want to take something out of it, there's a problem with that picture. Go ahead, read some more.
If I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Hold it, stop right there. But if you do, your tithes and your offering. This is what's going to happen to you. Go ahead now.
And pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Stop. I want you to understand here. You're trying to light your fire. You're trying to get your faith together. Look, you better do the first works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to understand you cannot light your charcoal pouring water except on your charcoal. You cannot light your charcoal. That's your faith now. Y'all got to follow me. Come on now. Stay with me now. Don't go to sleep on this because you're going to miss something. Until you do what you need to do, it's not enough for you to just to put the charcoal in. But you got to dress the food that you're getting ready to put on the grill. You got to make sure it's clean, that it's prepared right. And some of the preparation for you getting blessed, hallelujah, is found in, read that next scripture that I gave you earlier.
Romans 1:17.
I think we read that. Just a little, I think.
Galatians?
Yes, Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and verse 25. Read that.
And the next one was Galatians 3:11.
3:11. Okay, read that. See what that says.
I'm turning all over the place.
What can I say? I got to follow the leading of the Spirit because somebody had to hear this.
Galatians 3:11 says, But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by two scriptures. Say the just shall live by faith. You got it. You ain't going to make it without faith, baby. And faith will cause you to pay tithes and offerings. Faith will cause you to hallelujah, going to do the next thing. What's the next thing? Galatians? Is it Galatians?
No, the next one is Isaiah 43.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Go ahead. Give us that.
Isaiah 43:26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
That you may be righteous, that you may be in right standing, that you may have you're spot on what God wants you to be and God wants you to have. See, you can't, your faith can't be energized, can't be lit until you use the word of God, until you bring God into remembrance of what he said. That's another way of lighting your fire, of building up, enhancing your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for you to understand that you got to use the word of God. That's why I use so many scriptures, because you got to stay in the word of God. That's the word of God. Bring me into remembrance means to say what I said, because you know what happens? The angels move out when you say what God said.
Hallelujah.
They're ordered to respond to God's word. So you got to say what God said. Bring him into remembrance. Say, look here. He'll be your teacher. Where two are gathered. Where two touching and agreeing.
Yes.
Well, look here. You bring him into remembrance of the word. Look, he will work with you because he's your two. You and God make the two. To me, that's a pair. That's a couple. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. You're going to be energized. Go ahead.
Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
The word of God, again, what we just shared. We can ignite your faith by the word of God. Look here. We can ignite your faith by the word of God. Not looking at how big your problems are. But look at the word of God, and then you can tell your how big your God is. The word of God. Go ahead, read some more. Come on now.
Galatians 5:16-25.
Finally, we get to this. Come on now.
I say then.
Go ahead.
Walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. You got to prepare yourself for this. You're gonna be cooking on your grill. The grill is your life. Hallelujah. You got your biscuits. You're ready to cook your stuff. You're ready to get blessed. You're ready to, hallelujah, you're empowered to do something, hallelujah, but you got to be prepared. So you got to what?
Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
All right.
25,
yeah.
If ye then live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. Do you know how you walk in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Go to the next scripture.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Pass. This is your preparation to light your fire on your faith. Glory to God. Because you can't. You look here. If you don't have love, that's like pouring water on your brisket, your faith. You hate folks. Look here, because hatred is not going to move no mountains. The love of God will. His word will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
James 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
You got to do something, baby. You keep sitting up there waiting for God to do what he do. God is saying, I'm waiting for you to do what he do. I'm waiting for you to put your faith, put some feet on your faith, or put some wheels on your faith. I know I told somebody yesterday, you know, we were talking about talking about cars and stuff, and said, well, cars ain't in the Bible. And I told him, well, you look back to Genesis, and you see that when man fell, glory to God, God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. I heard a preacher say he drove them out in a limousine, but I don't know, or a Rolls Royce. I mean, but anyway, that was a little levity. But the bottom line, you got to do something. You got to put wheels on your faith. You got to put feet to your faith. You got to do, hey, you can't, glory to God. I don't know what else to say. Your chicken, your steak, your hot dogs, your hamburgers, no, whatever you don't put, your corn on the cob, whatever you put on the grill, won't cook unless you put some fire on the brisket. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read another scripture.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
You're going to be blessed in your what?
Deed.
In other words, you're going to be doing something. See, blessed means empowered to prosper. But if you're just sitting around waiting for your ship to come in and you never sent the ship out, you're in trouble.
Amen.
If you didn't light the coals on your barbecue grill, I don't care how long you sit. I don't care how long you walk around. You can walk around your grill 7 times and just shout hallelujah. I want you to know you're still going to have raw meat on your grill.
Amen.
You got to light the fire. You got to put something to the fire. Go ahead and read one more scripture.
Matthew 21:22.
Well, I'm gonna put all of these in together. Matthew 21:22.
And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Believe is putting the fire on your faith. Go ahead. Mark 9:23.
Yes. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Again, the word believe. Again, believe is putting feet to your faith. Faith, everybody's given a measure of faith. Romans 12:3. But ain't going to work unless you put feet to the faith. Go ahead, read some more real quick.
For verily I say unto you, this is Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Again, that's putting fire to your faith. You got to believe. You live by faith, baby. If you have no faith, number one, you're not pleasing God. I don't care how long you shout. I don't care how long you speak in tongues. If you don't stand on faith, you're not pleasing God.
Amen.
The scripture says 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible. There's no hope for you to please God without faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there. We're going to do part 3 on Sunday. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even the 1,000-fold increase of blessing on the seed sown today. Bless the hearer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast on tonight. If you need the scriptures, feel free to call afterwards, and I'll run the scriptures down to you. If you'd like to send us a line of communication through the mail, please address your envelope to RYMM24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins. And you know what? I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's see you on Sunday. Our Sunday service will be a virtual service.
And also on Friday at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
I lift your name on high.
I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love
you. Lord, I love to sing your praise.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
So glad you came to stay.
I'm so glad you came to stay.
Today we praise you. We lift your name.